love is only in a dream. Remember, remember, life is never as it seems. Dream long ago, far away, life was clear. Close your
It looks like somebody's coming to town down the aisle.
It's kind of interesting because I normally don't go to church myself, being busy at the North Pole, but it seems every time I enter this building, I end up in front of this podium or behind this podium. So blame Lenny. So I was asked to give a hopefully brief welcome this morning. And I was thinking about what I was going to say, which is always a wise idea, right? You know, we don't do that enough these days, it seems. And I thought, you know, the last couple of years I've been so involved in finishing my doctorate in education that I really haven't been paying attention to what's going on in the rest of the world around me. And when I started unfortunate tangents down YouTube and TikTok and all of this, and it really stood out to me that 2023 has been a big year of differences. Everybody has tried to make their difference something outstanding and amazing, which it is. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not going to talk about conformity this morning because obviously I don't conform to what everybody thinks Santa Claus should look like myself. However, I was thinking about all the holidays at this time of year. I mean, we've got people that celebrate Christmas and Yule, and goodness only knows there's what, like 50 different holidays this time of year? And they say, I celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Yule. I celebrate Kwanzaa. I celebrate Hanukkah. But there's one key factor in all of this, if you listen very closely. At the end of that sentence lies our differences. There's a lot of culture in those differences, don't get me wrong. But the preface to that difference is, I celebrate. And that's a harmony that brings us all together, because a celebration is a release of joy, a gathering in joy for all people, no matter what your differences are. As our lovely choir will attest to us this morning, or prove to us, that there is always, always a time and place for an amazing solo. Solos are amazing. Solos are outstanding, like the one that we just got as we walked in here. But a harmony, a harmony is magical. A harmony gets those goosebumps up on your skin to hear all of these people, all with different names, all with different faces, all with different pitches in their voice, all coming together, not to conform to one thing, but to add to this amazing magic that they create when all of the voices blend together with all of their unique differences and give us that amazing harmony. Otherwise, it'd be somebody standing up here hitting one note on a piano all the time. Dee, 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 dee. And whereas I think that's good for some sorts of music and like clubs and stuff, but it's not really becoming for in a church. So that's the one message I want to bring to you this morning. The message of greeting is to not forget, while we are amazing and fabulous in our differences, our big strength is in our harmony. And having a harmony with all living souls 2-leg, 4-leg, 6-leg, 35-leg, you know, whatever. Sometimes some of you only 1-leg. I saw one on 1-leg with the little scooter around here. So keeping in mind that and that harmony, hopefully we will carry this into 2024, because we know there's going to be a little disharmony. There's like an election or something, right? So if we start the harmony now and looking at our harmonious nature and carry that celebration, that goodness and kindness into the coming year, hopefully that will prevail and we will be able to magnify and glorify the sprinkles on the cupcakes that are our differences, and not worry about who gets the biggest cupcake. Because I know which one of you are naughty. I know the ones of you that always tried to say they wanted the bigger cupcake. Yeah. Yeah, I got one in the front row here. Yeah. Kind of the biggest cupcake of them all. So, so anyhow, thank you. Thank you for inviting me this morning. Hopefully everybody got your pictures. If you didn't, after you complete your services, I will be out in Broken Arrow with the Rose District. Feel free to come out and get your pictures taken. And I'd love to have you have your puppies and stuff up in the sleigh. So that's always fun too. We try to get Christmas harmony with dogs and cats and, you know, rats and bats and all of that stuff. And even if you are one of those things, you can come out and get your picture taken. So I will leave you to this amazing harmony that you're going to get from your choir. Thank you again for letting me come and speak. It's been like 2 years, and so I'm glad we're done with the COVID stuff and we can all be together again. So thank you very much, and Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays.
Please rise if you're able as we light our chalice and do our responsive reading together. Ready? We rededicate ourselves to the miracle of light in a season of darkness, to the miracle of trust in a time of anxiety, to the miracle of hope in a time of despair, to the miracle of faith in a time of cynicism. We rededicate ourselves to the miracle of wholeness in a time of fracture, in miracle of courage in a time of fear, to the miracle of resistance in a time of oppression, to the miracle of peace in a time of violence, and in a time of hatred, we rededicate ourselves to the miracle of love. But I just wanted to give a quick introduction and let you know that this program is about my love for music, and hopefully that it can help you all get into the Christmas spirit a little bit. You know how like some songs can just transport you back into your grandma's kitchen or something like that? That's what I was trying to go for with this. It's going to take us to different places around the world, different cultures, different times.
Whose woods these are? I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound's the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
Thank you. On Christmas Eve in 1914, in the dank, muddy trenches on the Western Front of the First World War, a remarkable thing happened. It came to be called the Christmas Truce, and it remains one of the most storied and strangest moments of the Great War, or of any war in history. Descriptions of the Christmas Truce appear in numerous diaries and letters of the time. One British soldier, a rifleman named Jay Reading, wrote a letter home to his wife describing his holiday experience in 1914. My company happened to be on the firing line on Christmas Eve, and it was my turn to go into a ruined house and remain there until 6:30 on Christmas morning. During the early parts of the morning, the Germans started singing and shouting, all in good English. They shouted out, "Are you the rifle brigade? Have you a spare bottle? If so, we will come halfway and you can come the other half." Later on in the day, they came toward us and our chaps went out to meet them. I shook hands with some of them and they gave us cigarettes and cigars. We did not fire that day and everything was so quiet, it seemed like a dream. Both sides joined together in song and even played soccer together during the ceasefire. Hope's former music director, Joseph Rivers, was so inspired by the story that he wrote a choral arrangement of I'm Dreaming of Home, which we will sing for you now.
Where we ought to be. You may know this is the middle of Hanukkah season, and in honor of that activity, the next reading is called The Miracle by Philip Raskin. The rabbi tells his old, old tale, the pupils scattered, seated round, and thus, my boys, no holy oil in the temple could be found. The heathens left no oil to light the Lord's eternal flame. At last, one jar, one single jar, was found with the high priest's stamp. Its oil could only last one day, but God hath wondrous ways. For lo, a miracle occurred. It burned for 8 whole days. The tale was ended, but the boys, all open-eyed and dumb, sat listening still, as though aware of stranger things to come. Just wait, my boys. Permit me, pray, the liberty to take your rabbi, may he pardon me, has made a slight mistake. Not 8 days, but 2,000 years that jar of oil did last. To quell its wondrous flames availed no storm, no flood, no blast. But this is not yet all, my boys. The miracle just starts. This flame is kindling light and hope in countless gloomy hearts. And in our long and starless night, lest we should go astray, its beacon-like beacon-like sheds floods of light and eastward points the way. Where light will shine on Zion's hill as in the days of old, the miracle is greater, boys, than what your rabbi told. Al-Slosha Devarim uses the universal message of music to convey an important and universal theme. The world is sustained by 3 things, by truth, by justice, and by peace.
Oh,
Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker tells the story of a Christmas party at which little Clara, the daughter of the house, receives the gift of a nutcracker from her mysterious uncle, Herr Drosselmeier. After the party, she falls asleep and dreams of conquering the evil Mouse King, dancing with snow and sugar plum fairies, and turning her beloved nutcracker into a handsome prince. And our next piece takes Jingle Bells and mashes it up with this classic and iconic ballet.
Reading called Sacred Fire by Elizabeth Harding. People have always known that fire was special. Long, long ago, before people made matches or candles or even made houses, people knew that fire was special. This was the great fire, the sky, the sun, which made the earth warm and made night into day. And then there were the smaller fires that people made, fires that cooked their food, kept them warm, and brought them light. People honored the fires because fire was special. Fire was more than human. Fire has power. It can create and it can destroy. It can bring light and it can burn. It can create and it can destroy. Fire can be wonderful and fire can be terrible. We have to be careful with fire. Hear that, kids? And so people thought that fire was something sacred and holy. Some people even worshipped fire and said that fire was a deity, like a goddess or a god. Other people said fire wasn't exactly the deity, but just meant that the deity was there. No matter what they believed, people all over the world gave fire a special place in their religions. They had fires in their homes, of course, to cook food and to keep warm, and they also had sacred fires in their temples. They set sacred lamps on their altars. They lit sacred bonfires outside on the hilltops and in the groves. They placed sacred torches near the graves of those who died. We still do this to this day. In Washington, D.C., near the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, burns an eternal flame that never goes out. In churches at Christmas time, many Christmas lights, 4 candles on an Advent wreath. During the 8 days of Hanukkah, Jews light the 8 candles of the menorah. At Diwali, Hindus set small lamps around their house. And when Unitarian Universalists gather, we light a chalice. This is our sacred fire.
towards the winter solstice. Although the roof is just a story high, it dizzies me a little to look down. I lariat twirl the cord of Christmas lights and cast it to the birch's crown. A dowel into which I've screwed a hook enables me to reach, lift, drape, and twine the cord among the boughs so that the bulbs will accent the tree's elegant design. Friends passing from work or shopping pause and call up commendations or critiques. I make adjustments. Though a potpourri of Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Jews, and Sikhs, we all are conscious of the time of year. We all enjoy its colorful displays and keep some festivals that mitigates the dwindling warmth and compass of the days. Some say that LA doesn't suit the Yule, but UPS now, magi-like, makes their present-laden rounds while fallen leaves are gaily resurrected in their wake. The desert lifts a full moon from the east and issues a dry Santa Ana breeze, and valets at chic restaurants will soon be tending flocks of cars and SUVs. And as the neighborhoods sink into dusk, the fan palms scattered all across town stand more calmly prominent, and this place seems a vast oasis in the Holy Land. This house might be a caravansary, a tree, a kind of cordial fountainhead of welcome, looped and decked with necklaces and cinctures of green, yellow, blue, and red. Some wonder if the Star of Bethlehem occurred when Jupiter and Saturn crossed. It's comforting to look up from this roof and feel that while all changes, nothing lost, to recollect that in antiquity, the winter solstice fell in Capricorn, and that in the Orion Nebula, from swirling gas, new stars are being born.